On the wire, boys. Bill told the band he was holding us back from the Grand Ole Opry. The Opry hadn't got through its hick and hillbilly ways enough to be ready for the Foggy Mountain Boys. He put it something like that. At a later time, he held us back from recording for the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. Same problem. We had our doubts, of course, since we were dividing up $60 a night and could have learned to like $600. My wife said we were done if I wasn't done with him and the band and the goddamn never-ending touring for next to nothing. The nicest thing I ever got her was the suitcase that I bought her, and then she moved to Tennessee, a place I hope to never see again. When it was time to record for the TV show and knock the Opry on its rear, we did it because Bill said it, simple as that, and he reminded us he was the leader of the outfit no matter what. After a little bit, our money didn't double or triple. What's the word you use for hauling train loads more dough than you have pockets for? It isn't bragging, since it's true we made the first million sale album in bluegrass history. Shouldn't something have changed, and did it some? On the wire, boys, he'd say, and at the right moment in the song, we all lowered and tucked in our instruments, landed without a flutter, leaned in. That's how, he'd say, which was our cue to fall back. Bill, always the leader, made the rules. Plenty of old rules to remember, new ones to learn. Here's one. We weren't, no matter what, allowed to tune our instruments on the stage. Tune them when you're off the boards, he said. And I mean perfect as perfect can be. He wasn't kidding either. You can ask around. The idea was that we would start out in tune, each one, and fall out together.